Now it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Okay, so I watched part of the hockey game last night because I didn't know if you guys would remember to watch it. So I was like, oh, well, better get it covered. Better get it covered. So I watched part of it, and I have some observations that I need to kind of petition my sports friends here to help me out with.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out why that the NHL isn't more popular than it is down here, particularly in the southern United States. I mean, because we had an interesting experience here when we went on the air. The North Stars moved down here, became the Stars, and it was a big deal, and then they were successful really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that they would, that would ignite a real fire, and it has certainly among, I mean, hockey fans are the most passionate fans,
no doubt,
I think, of any of the sports here in town.
Yeah.
Like, you meet a Stars fan, they are way into the Stars.
Yeah.
They love hockey. So it did create some really passionate fans. But it seems strange to me that the fan base hasn't grown bigger than it has. And it, I don't know whether that's just the immensity of the Cowboys franchise that provides shade in which other things cannot grow under, and just takes up so much sports consciousness. I think it also has something to do with things I was struggling with as I was watching last night. And I could be totally off base. I could just be the idiot. But there's something about, it's kind of not very accessible to the newbie. I watch it and I don't know what's going on. It mm-hmm. seems very confusing. It doesn't seem orderly to me. Just when I don't understand what's happening, it doesn't seem orderly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to understand what's going on. Things that I think are, whoa, man, that seems like a really close call. Other people are acting like, oh, that was easy. That was no big deal and everything.
Right,
and then other things that I think aren't big a deal, people I go crazy over and go, whoa, that was really.
Okay, a couple of things before we get into the minutia of the game, because there was a lot there. I think the Stars following, the NHL following here, is bigger than you think. And I think it's something that will be bigger and ultimately realized here in the next 10 years. We had that conversation about the next generation of sports fans, mm-hmm. you know, like our kids. And I gave the example. It's very anecdotal, but I know they have a lot of friends that are like this. I have three boys. None of them, their favorite, would say their favorite team is the Cowboys.
Right.
And I think two of them would say the Stars. And I think there is a generation that grew up with hockey, and at least not anywhere close to those who played baseball and played football, but had hockey accessibility to where they could get to the rink at 6 o'clock in the morning and join a hockey team. And that did not exist 30 years ago. So I think it's still on the way up here. And I say it's bigger than you think because I came to that realization a few years back. You're going to have to help me out with the year when we had the outdoor game at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
2019?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was in there.
2020.
Was it 2020?
New Year's
Day,
2020.
Yes, New Year's Day, 2020. That's right. And I could not believe that many people in town had Stars jerseys. Over 80,000, and I don't know how many games they could play like that. It's a one-off thing, but I think the Stars following is bigger than you think, and it's been steadily growing for 30 years.
How do you know what I think?
Well, you just said, you know, that it's under the shadow of the Cowboys. And no, it's not as big as the Cowboys, but it is bigger than you think, I think.
I think it is under the shadow of the other three because it was the last one here.
Sure.
And everybody in particular in this state grew up with football, basketball, and baseball. And then when you bring hockey here in the 90s, yes, it's been here for 30 years, but those other sports had a 100-year head start. And it's going to always, it's like soccer, you know, soccer is gaining traction like hockey, but it will never catch those big three. Now, those big three can get lazy. Baseball got really lazy and started losing a lot of young eyeballs, and then they figured out we need to change some things, and they did. Basketball is starting to lose some eyeballs. They're going to need to get busy and change some things. But those sports, and in particular football, they're just so ingrained in our American sports culture that when you have a sport like hockey or soccer where the final can be 1-0 and American sports fans are used to a lot more scoring.
Yeah, that was the other thing that frustrates me about soccer, and it frustrates me about hockey. It's a beating to me when I tune in and I just see 0-0 and it's the game's halfway over.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's Idiocracy, that I want to hear more train horns going off all the time.
It is part of American Idiocracy with sports. You're right.
Yeah. Every 2 minutes of gameplay, I need to at least hear a horn going off.
Because there can be incredible beauty to a 0-0 hockey or soccer game. There really can be. But the American mindset is we need more scoring.
Yes. If we tune into a football game and it's 0-0 and it's in the middle of the fourth quarter, we're beaten down by that.
Where it's the worst football game
ever.
Yeah.
There's no nail biting. It's just like, I'm so sick of these two teams.
But I think you have so many more scoring opportunities that they don't always land. But at least you have the opportunity. You have much more excitement in front of the net. You have a sport where you can clobber somebody, which I think appeals to a lot of people around here.
Are they still letting them fight? Or
well,
are they cracked down on that?
You just don't see it as much now as you used to. But, yeah, I mean, two guys get squared up, they'll let them go. And they'll put them in the penalty box. And, I mean, last night we had, you didn't stay up for it, but Jamie Benn landed the biggest punch since Rougned Odor last night. And they beat the heck out of each other, and I think that appeals to a lot of football fans.
Well, it does seem primed to be like a generational thing because, you know, if you're a kid, maybe you don't want to watch your dad's NFL. You want your sport that's your own and it's your friends, and hockey would be a great one to do it.
Yeah.
You move, you skate fast. It just looks really fun.
And part of that is having the experience of going to a game, and you hear that a lot. It's so much different in person, and it really is. It's like we talk about Maverick games being like a pinball machine. This is like a lit up bubble hockey game. I mean, it's just, you know, there's music, there's lasers, there's action, there's fights, there's speed. It's incredible in person. And then you throw on top of it what we're seeing now, like what Junior and I were just talking about, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't think any sport can duplicate that.
A good way to measure popularity, especially among the younger generation, is Instagram. Social media followings. The Cowboys Instagram page has 5 million followers. The Mavericks has 4.6 million. The Stars has 680,000.
Jeez.
Wow.
So they're always going to have a tough time catching the teams that were here first and the sports that were huge here first.
Other impediments, of course, are you got to get kids into it and it costs money.
It's a very expensive sport.
If you get into it as an adult, I think I was reading where it says hockey sticks can be up to $300 for a hockey stick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a sport you can just play in your backyard.
Right.
Like all the other sports, you can play football, basketball. If
you can play
goal.
Some version of those things in your backyard. Yeah.
Yeah, it will always have an uphill climb, but I think it's so much more ingrained in our sports culture now than it was when the ticket went on the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's grown by leaps and bounds, but yeah, it still has a ways to go.
And this current generation of the Stars team is really, really, really good and looks like it's going to be really good for a long time.
And that will help.
And that'll help a lot, especially if they win another cup or two during this stretch where they have all this young talent and they now have Rantanen added to it. And if they go on this long, sustained, decade-long run of success, that'll really boost the popularity.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talk about scoring opportunities, and so is that a common way that for a team to score a goal the way Winnipeg scored that goal?
Not,
that
we've
just
seen
goes off
several
that
times
Dallas
during the postseason, but no, it's yeah,
that's what happens in hockey.
I don't understand that. See, as an idiot, I don't understand how
you never will.
You can have a dude firing a puck 100 miles an hour at a goalie, and he gets it easy. He's got it. And then something like that's allowed to happen where it just trickles off a skate and it just goes in. And then that decides a very huge game.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Yes, that puck bouncing around either off a shoulder or a skate or a stick determines the fate of these teams.
I wonder if That's part of the uphill climb of the sport in that it's the most random of all of our sports, our big sports. The most random, crazy things happen. Where in basketball, if every few games were decided by the ball bouncing off the head of the defender into
yes,
the goal,
yes.
into the net.
If every game was decided by a Jose Canseco head bop, a home run goes off,
yeah.
you know, but that
know.
Happens in hockey, and it just it makes my brain crazy.
It's part of the madness. It is a crazy sport.
Well, how can it be that crazy on one end, and then another end, I'm watching a dude fired at 100 miles an hour through six different people, and the goalie catches it easy, and everyone acted like, oh, though that was easy to take that shot because
yeah.
that's so easy to do. I'm like,
yeah.
that thing, like, it was.
yeah, I know. We don't give goalies nearly enough credit.
I'm always amazed when they snag a 100-mile slap shot with their glove.
yeah.
Because I don't know how they see it.
Or just catch enough of it to deflect it off.
Yes.
And then they got to put up with the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't snag it with their glove, there's open net behind them in
right.
most cases.
Mm-hmm.
But they just so casually snag it. It seems so risky to me. like, I'd try to block everything. I know that produces rebounds,
mm-hmm.
but I'd just try to put myself in front of it. But so many times they just grab it with that glove, and like, it's nothing.
Also, I want to be able to see the players more. I may get spoiled with basketball and stuff. But they just all blend together.
You know what you
in
ought
there.
To do?
I need them to all be able to decorate their own helmets. They all need to have their own, like goalies do. You need to have a themed helmet.
You know what you ought to do is get a ticket tomorrow and go to game six.
Go sit on the glass.
And you will see the players and you will see action like you've never seen before.
There's nothing like watching an NHL hockey game on the glass.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Somebody has a couple extra tickets down there by the ice.
For help.
I mean, if you really want me to become a hockey fan,
tomorrow's going to be a tough ticket.
Yes.
so you may be asking
you have to
for
pay,
the wrong
but
game.
No, he won't. Someone will, hey, Gordo, big fan. Yeah, sit next to me.
Let's talk to Razor, see if he can do something.
And if the camera caught me down there reading with earplugs in.
Yeah, second thought,
reading
no.
a book right on the glass.
You would be a wasted
You'd be a meme.
they need every voice there tomorrow night. They don't need you there reading or...
I'm looking at the crowd telling them, shh, y'all yeah. quiet down, quiet down.
Putting whipped cream on your nachos.
It's an important part of the book. but it was thrilling to watch. I was very sad that my Jets lost.
No, they won.
I root for new franchises like that. So...
No, they won last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. They won?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't stay up late enough. I thought the Stars came back and won it.
No. No?
No, that's why we have a game tomorrow here.
Well, there's a game tomorrow?
Yes.
okay. Never mind.
These two teams, game six tomorrow. Here
All
on
right.
the ticket, by the way.
Yes.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the ODEX 633 on the ticket.